Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
This is the Roz and Mocha Retro Show.
Hey! What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Another edition of the Roz and Mocha Retro Podcast with myself, Shem, that is Dammit Mori, Maria. This is where we go through the archives, dig back into the crates of the good old Roz and Mocha Show, and we talk about moments that have not appeared on any other podcast. So who would like to start things off first?
I nominate Maria.
Oh, wow. There we go. Maria?
But Mori, you haven't started in ever, and it's your 13th anniversary this week.
Oh, so hey, there we go, there we go, there we go.
We should celebrate with you starting.
You go first, go
okay.
First.
Reliving, reloving. Let's enjoy the Roz and Mocha Retro Show podcast, starting these off in 2013, because tomorrow is April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to 2013 when we all played a prank on Roz.
Oh, I love this.
Roz and Mocha Retro 2013.
Hi, I need to speak with Roz, please.
Yes. Who's this?
Is this Roz?
Yeah. Well, it's Roz and Mocha.
Oh, hey, guys. My name's Tom. I just, unfortunately, I'm the bearer of some bad news.
Which is?
Well, I live in Acton, and I go to...
That is bad news. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, but I live in Acton. I go to the Tim Hortons pretty often.
Yeah.
Where your name is up on the...
My alley.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hang on. Pause for a second, Tom. Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know, Roz has a street named after him. Yeah. Not much of a street. It's more of an alley behind the Tim Hortons, the only Tim Hortons
in town.
And
the beer store. It connects the beer store to the Tim Hortons.
Yeah, so it's actually named Roz Weston Lane.
Yeah, okay.
So, sorry, go ahead.
That's correct. Well, it comes up pretty often at the Tim Hortons about, why does this guy get a street named after him?
Right.
And especially when, you know, he's, I mean, you're a TV personality, a radio personality, but it's been coming up quite often about how come someone like this, who doesn't even live in Acton anymore, has had a street named after him. So we've started a petition to change the name of the street. And it's nothing, I mean, you seem like a nice enough guy, but it's kind of, I guess a lot of people just feel like it's kind of silly to have someone who's actually left Acton to have a street named after him. So
can I just tell you, let me tell you something right now, jackass. I don't even know who you are.
Well, again, it's nothing personal against
you. How can you say this isn't personal? You want to take my street sign away from me? This is only personal.
But it only requires to be able to put it to council. It only requires 150 signatures. We've already got 350 signatures.
Okay, first of all, I don't care. Burn it. Smoke it. I don't care what you do with that petition.
Let
me tell you something right now, okay? That small little town that I grew up in, okay, that bred me, that made me the man that I am today, I have spoken longer and louder with a bigger voice publicly to a much larger audience about how fantastic that little town is than any other person who has ever come out of that town. I have done more PR for Acton on this radio show than anybody ever will ever again that ever comes out of that town. And if that doesn't warrant a terrible little unpaved alley between your beloved Tim Hortons and beer store.
Well, let me ask you
what?
I listen to this show often. When is the last time you spoke about Acton on the air?
Anytime. I talk about Acton all the time, bro.
But like recently, like
I mean, recently. What do you want me to, like, I schedule it in?
I've never heard you talk about Acton.
What are you talking about? I spent an entire summer talking about Acton.
We sent Mori to Acton twice.
Well,
what other small town?
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
You know what? The day that you had your sign put up in Acton, we were there the entire day, and we were part of the parade.
Yeah.
The street parade.
Why aren't you having a street named after you? Why wouldn't you show up for that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, I don't understand what your hostility is towards me.
It's nothing personal against you. There's just people who just feel like there are civil servants who've done more for the
civil servants? Like who? Name one person that has done more. People do different things for the town, okay? Like, I'm not up there on city on town council talking about, I don't know, what to do with the parking lot at the Legion, okay? I have a much different role in the legacy of Acton, okay? My role is very different. I didn't ask to have a street renamed. I said, hey, listen, Mayor, can you find a tiny little piece of dirt that is already unnamed? You're treating this like I took away somebody's street name. This was an alley that had no name attached to it.
Well, let me
They created it for me.
Who is the most famous person to come from Acton?
Me.
No, not true.
Me.
Not true.
Who's more famous than me?
Tracy Morgan from the TV show 30 Rock.
Tracy Morgan didn't come from Acton.
Tracy Morgan was born in Acton and moved to the Bronx when he was less than a year old.
First of all, if he was born in Acton, he was born in the basement because there ain't no hospitals in Acton.
He was born in Acton. In fact, I have him here with me. He actually wants to talk to you about this.
Oh, I'm going to whoop you, dude.
No, this is true, Tracy. Hey, Ron.
Tracy Morgan.
What's up, white people?
Listen, Tracy, I will dispute the fact that you are actually from Acton.
I'm from downtown Acton. I'm a boogie down Acton man.
There is no way, Tracy Morgan, that you are from Acton, Ontario.
I'm from Acton.
When were you, okay, how old were you when your mama moved you to the Bronx?
My mama moved me to the Bronx in 1965.
1965. Okay. So you were how old then? Like maybe a couple years old.
I was a year old.
You have not done anything to help this town as much as I have, Tracy Morgan.
I've gotten 7 women pregnant.
Let me tell you something about Acton, Tracy Morgan. Most guys who grow up in Acton have already had 7 women pregnant.
Yeah, well, I'm bringing up my old little suburb of Acton. I'm from the streets of Acton, baby.
Tracy Morgan, everybody. I honestly don't know what just happened.
Apparently, Tracy Morgan is hanging out with Kiss 92.5 listener Tom, who hates you.
Damn, Tracy Morgan.
Or actually
Morgan.
Hates your street sign in Acton.
Yeah, they just wanted to prank you.
Yeah. Okay, Tracy Morgan, we're done with you.
Hey, Roz.
What?
By the way, happy April Fool's Day.
Shut up. Oh, snap.
After everything, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe I fell for it.
Phone call, totally fake.
You jackass.
Sorry, man. They told me to call in. I'm a comedian. My name's Craig Gass. I'm the guy who does voices on Family Guy and American Dad.
Well, you're not funny, Craig Gass. That was no joke.
All right, Craig. Hey, Craig.
Yes?
Can we say goodbye to Tracy Morgan one more time, please?
Yeah, hang on.
Hang on.
What's up, white people?
Tracy Morgan, happy April Fool's Day.
Hey, I got to go to family court. I can't be hanging out messing around with you guys.
Thanks, dude.
All right, I'll see you later.
Are we doing any pranks tomorrow?
We're not here.
Oh, right.
We should spoil still alert. Do one, though.
We should still do something. Still do like, one. Not on April Fool's Day.
No.
Yeah.
To make
like
it.
Like, the post-April Fool's Day prank.
Any ideas? Should we stage a fight?
I've always wanted to do that. I don't want to break
No,
anything.
Not physical. No. Like an argument, like on the radio.
I think we do enough of that anyway.
That's true. That's
you
true.
No,
we don't have to stage that. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's fair enough.
I don't know.
All right. Well, that's a good one.
We'll be brainstorming over here.
We'll brainstorm. There you go. Maria, you're up next.
Okay. Do you guys think you dress your age?
No.
I think I do.
No. I dress like a dad. Like an older man. Well, that's definitely.
Yeah. I am an older man.
fair.
Okay. So Roz and Mocha were talking about if people dress their age, and at certain points in your life, you get a cutoff. So like at age 40, you should not wear leggings anymore, mm-hmm. where I don't think that's exactly right. So let's take a look back and listen to how that conversation went.
Cool.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2013.
Do you dress your age, do you think?
Yeah. What?
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
I dress like any normal 28-year-old dude.
Okay. Because you still, like, wear ball caps and t-shirts with stuff written on them.
Yeah.
And you always match your sneakers to your shirt.
And my watch.
Like, if I didn't know you better, I've always said I thought that it's like when you dress a child, when, like, they wear Garanimals.
Shut up, man.
When you go to the closet and you're just like, okay, giraffe hat, giraffe shirt, giraffe shoes. There we go. All set for today. And everything matches. Right?
What's wrong with a giraffe?
What's wrong with a giraffe? And this is interesting, though. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with a whereby date when it comes to clothes and people.
Okay.
But the story says women should stop wearing miniskirts at 37, says a survey.
Ooh.
I'll read it to you here. Just because you've got it doesn't mean you should flaunt it. A whopping 2/3 of women say that most female fashion has a whereby date, regardless of how great your body looks. The general consensus among those surveyed, crop tops should be ditched at 34, mini skirts and leggings at 37, and bikinis at 40. Meanwhile, belly button piercings should be removed by the time you turn 35, and long hair should be given a chop at 42 to a shorter, more mature look.
Yo, who are these nerds writing this article?
I don't know. But
because
is,
all of that is 100% wrong. Ladies, if you got it and you want to rock it.
I don't know, though.
You go ahead. Do
I
your
don't
damn
know.
Thing.
I don't know.
Be proud.
I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with being proud.
No, but if you got like some killer legs and you want to show that off, then go ahead. Wear a miniskirt. Who cares? Okay,
I don't know, dude. I'm just saying that sometimes maybe this is the right way to go. Sometimes maybe we, the problem is that we age and our closet just sits there. And then we keep going back to it and back to it and back to it and back to it.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're 40 years old wearing a mini skirt that you had when you were 28.
Okay, but some women are smart enough to realize when they should stop.
I don't
know. Because maybe things but don't look the same
as they
used to.
But that's the question. Is there a best before date on fashion? Like, I often look at some of the stuff I own, and I'm like, God, maybe I shouldn't wear that. My super tight jeans and stuff like
that. That shirt.
But I do. Yeah, this shirt. But I do. I still wear it all. I purged a lot of stuff from my closet because it was just, I wore it in my younger days. And yeah. It's just not me. It's just not appropriate
for. All your miniskirts and stuff?
All my miniskirts. Shut up with that. I am over 37, so I had to ditch all the miniskirts. Yeah. And my, but is there, I guess that's the question. Is there, and are you offended by this in any way? Are you 37? Maybe you think women should ditch miniskirts.
Please,
by
37. Go through those stats
I'll
one
go
more
through
time
the stats
before
again.
We open the phone lines.
So is there a whereby date, regardless of how good your body looks? That's the big thing in here, okay? The general consensus among those surveyed, crop tops should be ditched at 34. Mini skirts and leggings. I don't know what their problem is with leggings. At 37. So no mini skirts after 37 and bikinis at 40. If you're over 40, no more bikinis for you, regardless of how your body looks.
416-870-8888. Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
So no more miniskirts.
Shut up.
So do you really think that, like, if you had to give up wearing, like, a hat because baseball caps are too young, would you ever do that?
See, I don't like myself in hats, but, like, my hairline is just not cooperating at the current moment, so that's why I wear one. I just feel as though... I feel as though I'm always going to wear a hat, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what, I'm always going to wear a hat. You know one thing I would like to wear, and you remind me this morning because you did this in Jamaica, I would love to wear a bucket hat.
I looked good in that.
I was going to say, yeah, I just...
I don't care if all of you disagree.
So modest.
I think I looked great in that.
No, I think if you want to wear it, you should just wear it.
Oh,
but you did look good.
Fishing bucket hat? I didn't. You look great in the bucket hat. You really
I know
did.
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, also very modest. All right, I'll go next. Mine is also from 2013. Nope. Mine is from 2014. Okay, let me ask you guys this. Mm. Can you, each of you, name me a popular one-hit wonder? Like, yes. like your favorite.
Oh.
Give some
my
thought.
Favorite.
Okay.
I'll start.
Okay, I'll start.
Mambo number 5, Lou Bega.
I was going to say that.
Oh, you were? See? Yeah, but it's a great record,
one,
though, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car's going to go to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but they really don't want to.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That was an every dance competition of mine.
So good,
someone
right?
Someone had that dance as a solo. I don't really know.
It's gonna be like
I guess
One Direction for you, right?
But they're not one hit wonders.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's
my
the
bad.
Thing.
My bad. Let me not hate. Yeah.
You know what I will say?
What?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What?
Well,
I don't know if he's a one hit wonder anymore because of One Town Road.
Yeah. Old Town Road, but yep.
Yep. That wasn't a hit.
Yeah.
I don't know why he, anytime I think of one hit wonders, for some reason, Billy Ray Cyrus comes into my head.
All right, well,
can I tell you mine?
Sure, go ahead.
Pass the Dutch heap on the left hand side.
You know who sings that?
Yeah, Musical Youth.
Look at that.
Do you want to call them?
What do you mean, do I want to call them? You have their number?
I have their number.
Okay, you know what? We'll listen to this clip and Maury will go ahead and call. Here we go.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2013.
What are the 25 top one-hit wonders of all time?
Oh, man.
What are
25?
The 25? What's this website? BuzzFeed.
Oh, I love BuzzFeed.
Did a top 25 one-hit wonders of all time. Here, I'll give you an example. Okay, here's turn my gear up over here. This is number 24.
I
crank it up louder for me. Come on, juice. Okay, so you get where we're going here.
Yeah,
that fantastic one-hit wonder, number 24. Number 24.
Oh, can I guess what some of them are?
Here, let me give you one more here. Give you one more.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you.
I don't even know what the song is.
Long hair guys, right? Yeah. With the guitars?
Oh, To Be With You by Mr.
Big.
Yeah, 1991.
Hang on, let me play. This was a jam back in the day.
Yeah. Long hair guys.
One who wants to be with you. Inside I hope you're feeling too.
Yes. So that's number 20, and that's like a massive one-hit wonder song here.
I want to hear that song again.
I know. This one.
And so I wake up in the morning, and I take a nap, and I get real high at night, scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on?
You remember that song?
I do. Who is this again?
I don't know. Four non-blondes is what they're called. You'll know this one. So this...
These guys are from like Tina,
yeah,
too.
Len, Steal My Sunshine, number 17. Like a fantastic one-hit wonder.
This was a great song.
I know,
Right out of it.
Okay.
Impair my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't become...
Remember this song? This song's still good, I think, right?
I love this, man.
I think this song's good. Climax has to do this on Friday.
I know it's up for me.
What a great song.
If you feel my sunshine.
And it was weird, the video for this, if I remember correctly.
They were on like mopeds.
Yeah, but they were like getting all cozy and stuff on mopeds. And I think, weren't they brother and sister?
They were, and that's when the rumors were going around.
Yeah.
Like, yo, y'all got like a weird relationship.
Hey, now, we don't need to
get into... I'm just saying that's what the rumor was back in the day.
Okay, I'm just saying. We don't need to get into that.
2001.
My personal favorite.
Yes! Chumbawamba!
Chumbawamba, Tough Dumping, 1997 at number 16.
Okay.
Oh, here we get to the bad one here. Song was closing time.
Yeah,
it's closing time.
Can I tell you?
Yeah. So that's a band called... Do you remember what the band was that sang this song?
Semisonic.
Yes. How did you know that?
Because.
Holy moly.
That was the jam back in the day. Okay, college kids still love that song. This one.
Mickey. You know this song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't know the main part.
Yeah. Though. Hey, Mickey. That's that song. We got to burn through some of these here.
These are, again, according to BuzzFeed,
the 25 top one hit wonders of all time.
All right.
This song, which is still one of the greatest protest songs ever written, regardless of generation.
99
Luft Balloon. This is number 6 right there.
99 Luft Balloon.
Number 6, so this breaks the top 10. She had them leather pants.
Yeah.
It is. If you read the English words to this or the actual translation, it is. This is. It's a deep song. It's actually quite sad. Okay, here we go. Song number five.
Sexy for my shirt.
Sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. Okay, right, set, Fred. Coming in at number four in the top 25 one-hit wonders. All right. Number three. Number three. Who will be number one?
The dogs out.
All right. Now we get top two. What are we missing, Mocha? What do you think? What are we missing? One hit. The top 25 one-hit wonders of all time.
We are missing.
What are we missing?
Mambo number five.
Oh, that's true.
We are also missing. You can't touch this. We are also missing Ice Ice Baby.
But didn't Ice have two songs, though? These are one-hit wonders.
Okay. Arguable.
I'm going to give you this. This is number two on the BuzzFeed's list of the top 25 greatest one-hit wonders of all time.
Okay.
Right, this is D-Light, by the way. 1990. Grooves in the Heart. Now we're only left with number one. What is the greatest one-hit wonder track of all time? There you go. 1988, The Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 miles.
Hang on. Down at your door. Cause I know it's going to be. I'm going to be the man who's working hard for you.
And I'm money. Money. There you go. We'll get that up on kiss925.com for you.
So on that list, things like Len Steal My Sunshine, Chumbawamba, I Get Knocked Down, right?
Oh, that's right? A one-hit wonder?
Cotton Eye Joe, all those are on the list.
It's Friday.
Rebecca Black. Rebecca Black. Oh, yeah. Black, big fan Rebecca of the show. Black, yeah. Love her. Love her.
Betty Davis Eyes.
Oh, love that record. So did you call them?
Oh, hold on. Let me see her. Hold on. Yep. Oh, my God. Okay. I need to know if I actually have them.
You wearing your glasses and you still can't see your phone.
Yuck. Musical.
Gotta get those eyes checked, man.
Dennis Seaton, lead singer of Musical Youth. His phone number right there.
That is only... You don't even save numbers in your phone, but you save Dennis Seaton.
Because for bragging purposes.
Oh, clearly. All right. Well, there you go. Another fun edition of the Roz Mocha Retro Podcast. If you have a moment that you'd like us to talk about on the show, just email us or DM any one of us. I'm Shem. That's Maury. That's Maria. Have a good one. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.